How solo insects form a swarm. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Contrary to their reputation for swarming, locusts are actually loners by nature. They only swarm when they get signals from other locusts, including chemical signals known as pheromones. Now, Rod Dillon of the University of Bath and colleagues have shown that these pheromones aren't made by the insects themselves, but by bacteria living in the locust's gut.
These chemicals are actually released as volatile odors, and these volatile odors produced by the bacteria are actually picked up by neighboring locusts, and that's what causes them to keep together in their swarm.
He says the locusts and the bacteria enjoy a sort of loose symbiotic relationship. The bacteria gets spread around by the locust swarms, and the locusts find safety in numbers.
Predators are just overwhelmed by the huge numbers of these insects, and the locusts are able to be more successful in withstanding the effects of predators.
Dillon and his group are now studying how the bacteria produce the pheromonal compounds and why. He says the research opens a window into how microbes coexist, not only with insects, but with other creatures as well. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.